I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Once upon a time, there was a frog leg packing house in Sebastian. The frogs were caught in bogs and marshes in Fellsmere and then packed in Sebastian for shipment to suppliers. Indian River County native I.J. Anderson remembers how frog gigging worked. Alice Vickers, whose parents owned a fish camp and fish market in Vero, worked at the frog leg plant when she was a teenager. She says it was owned by a Mr. Crippen and a Mr. Baisden.
I worked as a secretary. I had shorthand in school, but I want you to know, when I got the job, I thought I was going to take shorthand and write letters. Well, it turns out the people that delivered the seafood would come by US 1 in trucks. They would have their name on the outside of the truck, and we heard a truck coming. Baisden would run to the window, Crippen one, get the name of the vehicle, the town and everything, and then we would write them a letter and say, since you come by US 1 and you're so handy, would you buy our frog legs? I never did have to take shorthand. I just had to run to the window.
So that was marketing. Did you get into the hands-on part of the business with frog legs?
No, I'd had enough of that with my father and mother to clean the fish. I didn't do that at all.
I guess you saw a lot of them. Where did they come from? Where were they brought in from?
I guess Fellsmere.
Back of Fellsmere. They had boats, regular equipped with their boats, gigs, getting frog right along with the alligators.
I guess there were millions of frogs out there at that time.
No, I wouldn't say million, because they'd have to catch them and get them at night with that headlight. Boats were rather small. Used to bring frog legs in quite often.
Why did you have to get them at night?
Use your light, shine them, get their eyeballs, then you gig them.
How do you do that?
You got a gig on a sharp stick, get them and put them down in the boat, and that was it.
In other words, stick them in the leg or something and bring them in?
Wherever you could hit them.
Tell me a little bit more about the frog leg business. Was that your first paying job, Ms. Vickers?
No, my first job was with Dr. Charlie McClure in the drugstore, like all the other teenagers. I don't remember what I was making, but the fish market was right next door, so it wasn't very far to walk to work.
How did it work, packing the frogs?
I never really stopped and watched them. I was upstairs in the office, and they were downstairs packing. I didn't want to interfere with them or get involved, so I just went on home.
Did you like to eat frog legs?
I love them.
Alice Crawford Vickers and I.J. Anderson reside at the Florida Baptist Retirement Center in Vero Beach. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services lists only two frog leg exporters in the state. One is in Sanford, the other in Hollywood. The agency also lists nearly two dozen wholesalers, including the New England Fish Market in Jensen Beach. The Marsh Landing Restaurant in Fellsmere has frog legs as a daily menu offering. Fellsmere's Frog Leg Festival attracts thousands of people each year. Over the past few years, it drew controversy from animal rights activists and environmentalists who were opposed to large-scale frog gigging. Now, though, the festival imports its frog legs from overseas. Be sure to listen to past Flora Days shows online. Just go to WQCS.org, click on Audio Archives, and then on Programs. And tune in tomorrow afternoon at 1 for On the Job. That's my hour-long Labor Day weekend special. You can listen at 88.9 FM or WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Deep down in Florida, well, that's a place I long to be. Place I long to be. Well, I can take my baby on the backyard, out in the backyard, people, and sit down.